honestly, if you're looking for perfect professionals, hey!
You're not going to find that here.
Did you just hang up on him? Alan Jones!
But
you will find your good friends excited to start every day with you in the Northland.
Mornings with Jill and Alan on Life 97.3.
I'm so sorry.
Life 97.3.
Thank you for the uplifting words. Thank you for the uplifting music. I just thank you for everything.
Go ahead. Open it up and watch your life change.
We got dust on our bubbles. Brand new iPhones. Wonder why we feel this way. Dusty Bible.
Life 97.3.
You thought you knew what Life 97.3 fundraisers were like. Asking for your support. Sharing stories of impact. Celebrating you. But coming this spring, get ready for a new kind of fundraiser. Extreme fundraising. Life 97.3 will be doing extreme, death-defying stunts while asking for your financial support.
Wait, what? What are we doing?
Get ready as Alan from The Morning Show climbs to the top of the aerial bridge.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
As Alan swims across Lake Superior.
No, guys, I can't swim.
Get ready as Alan swallows fire.
I can maybe eat some hot sauce, but nothing too crazy.
Monday, March 16th. Get ready for a fundraiser unlike any other.
I actually think it's going to be pretty normal, but we really hope you join us anyway.
Find out more about this extreme fundraiser at life973.com.
We promise to be a place you can get the encouragement you need.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at life973.
Seth Schleter's coming to the Northland.
God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Join Life 97.3 Saturday, March 1st at Hermantown Community Church.
Tickets available now at life973.com. Not even a colder than you want forecast can overcome each heartwarming, soul-stirring song on Life 97.3.
Welcome.
Winter has a way of slowing everything down, including our hope. Maybe this month you're feeling anxious, numb, or just worn out. God speaks directly to that when he says, "Cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you." Not some of it, not just the small stuff, all of it. You don't have to carry this alone. And if you'd like to know more about a God who cares deeply about what you're carrying, just text the word NEW to 41224. That's NEW to 41224.
Life 97.3.
This is the radio station I tune into whenever I'm in any vehicle I have. This is all we listen to. For my children, and it's 100% for Jesus.
You know, it's days like today, days like tomorrow, where it's just going to get so brutally cold. I'm so grateful here at Life 97.3 that we're just taking a moment to focus on mental health. Because, you know, when the weather gets really bad, mental health can just tank in general. So as we start this new year, we've been wanting to have just a refresh for your heart and for your mind this year.
We're really grateful for a conversation we recently had with licensed therapist and owner of Reimagine Counseling in Duluth, Kristen, who shared just some tips and encouragements around our mental health. And she answered this question: what does taking the first step toward help actually look like?
Oftentimes when we talk about first steps, I think people are like, all right, I guess I gotta go research which therapist I should go to, or like go get on a wait list or send an email. I think that's what we think about when we think about taking the first step for help. But I think we need to zoom back a little bit and say, maybe taking the first step of asking for help is just telling a trusted person in your life, like, hey, I'm feeling off. Like, I don't feel good. I don't feel myself. And it's been really hard and lonely. And I think that is a great first step.
We do have some resources that are really easy to find and go through yourself just when you visit our website at life973.com.
Mornings with Jill and Alan.
On Life 97.3.
Give your smart speaker a little life.
Ask Alexa to enable Life 97.3.
And then say, play Life 97.3.
And keep the encouragement going.
Life isn't always easy, but it helps to share those burdens.
That's why Life 97.3 is here, to remind you, you're not alone.